It's time for Cover 2 with Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
So the fact that you said that my point is valid means I win?
No, you're a foolish idiot.
And now, here's Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks.
And what is up, everybody? Welcome into the Cover 2 podcast. Joe Bianchino and Pierce Fricks here with you on 104.5theteam.com. As I guess winter finally descends on us. A little cold out there, Mr.
It's Briggs. Very cold. Very cold.
A little bit. But, you know, whatever. We're in a weird time for us, at least. You know, we've had the NFL as like the driving force of every show we've done for the past 3 months. And I guess it's still there, but Pro Bowl week just doesn't exactly gin up much.
I disagree. We got Eli in the Pro Bowl. Russell Wilson just named the Pro Bowl. Peyton Manning apparently loves the Pro Bowl. Heard that story today.
By the way, what happened? You know, everybody's talking about the Harbaughs and the Harbowl. Nobody's talking about the Manning Bowl.
It's a good
brothers
point.
Brothers facing each other in the Pro Bowl. They're on opposite sides. Am I going to talk about that?
Listen, we can get back to the Harbaughs next week. By the way, already sick and tired of that story.
I don't even know if there's been a story on it, and I'm already sick and tired of it.
That's because
I don't
story
even know.
Is everybody talks about how great the stories are going to be, and I don't care.
I haven't seen Jeremy Schapp or somebody like in you know the Harbaugh's kitchen
right.
talking to the, like I haven't
Franklin,
seen that yet.
Nebraska, wherever the heck the Harbaughs
right.
grew up.
Haven't seen
Michigan,
that yet.
I think
still unhappy about it. Still
right.
not ready. But
I mean, because listen, I know John gave Jim noogies, John gave Jim wedgies, then Jim became a better athlete, and the tide turned, and they're competitive.
Right.
All right. And maybe they shared a girlfriend once. Actually, that story I'd like to hear.
That would be an interesting story.
I want an interview.
I want it from the girlfriend's
perspective. E60 with that girl.
Look, they're both, obviously, everyone should know this by now, 49ers and Ravens. That is your Super Bowl matchup. Let's take a look back. You and I haven't broken down the games yet. We're not going to go huge in depth. 49ers-Falcons was the first game. Falcons off to a hot start in that game again at 17-0. But again, Colin Kaepernick, this time on the road in a playoff game, you know, shows what nobody knew he had and proves his coach right, switching to him instead of Smith. He brings his team back. He's the reason they won that game.
Did you see the graphic? And this is what blew my mind about Colin Kaepernick. Because you watch Colin and a couple parts. Well, listen, the first thing was you see the graphic.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the game, I think it was the first quarter. They're talking about Colin Kaepernick. They throw up his Michigan high school accolades.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to catch this?
I did not see this.
All right, the first thing is obviously all-state quarterback.
Yeah.
I think we can all have garnered that.
Yeah, secondly, Jared Lorenzen was right. probably all-state. Let's move along.
He's an all-state basketball player. And then third, he's got an over 90-mile-per-hour fastball and was drafted by the Cubs.
I did see that. He was like 16 years old throwing 90 miles an
hour.
Now,
you add A to B to C. How was he playing quarterback at Nebraska?
Nevada.
That's what I meant.
Even worse.
Nebraska
would have been
sense.
Better.
Yeah.
Right.
Nevada, excuse my French.
How
does he... I mean, Denard Robinson can't throw. Nicole Simpson can't rap. Well, I mean, how...
I want justice. 10-year Chappelle, by the way.
How the hell do you have a guy who's a three-sport phenom?
I don't know.
And
maybe it was the tats.
Gets,
right? Maybe it was the tats. Everybody was turned off. I don't know. I don't know how he was there. I don't know how he slipped. But even as you know, as soon as this year they make the switch from Smith to Kaepernick, and everyone loses their damn mind. Like this is what's going to do them in. And look, beginning of the season, I loved the Niners team. I did not pick them to go to the Super Bowl because I didn't think they had a quarterback that was able to get them there. I did not think Alex Smith could do it. They got one now. And look, it's a small sample size, and there's obviously room for regression.
It's an incredibly impressive sample size.
It's a very impressive, but it's a very small sample size. There's obviously room for regression, right? Well, and we'll see if that comes even 2 weeks, a week and a half from now or next year. But right now, Colin Kaepernick's doing it, and he's getting them there. And I don't know if he's the better quarterback going in to the Super Bowl. I think I would lean that way, though. I've never been a huge
Which
fan of
just
Joe Flacco.
Keeps
but
going in the,
I know.
The hate on Joe Flacco.
And we'll get to Flacco in a second. We'll get to Flacco in a second. I'm so impressed by Kaepernick. Everyone thought the Niners are a run-and-play defense team. Now they're more than that. They've got another dimension now, and it's a damn impressive one.
I mean, the run-pass threat that Colin Kaepernick brings is diabolical. The one thing I haven't seen from Colin Kaepernick is floating a ball in nicely. Every time, listen, the guy's accurate as all get out.
But everyone's 109 miles an hour.
Yeah, they're darts. I haven't seen him drop a little teardrop into somebody when he needs to get the ball over a defender. So I don't know if he can make that throw, but and seeing everything else he's done, you have to imagine.
And it's an interesting dynamic going forward now. You look at this Ravens defense, which isn't what it was, but is still pretty good, played pretty damn well in New England, is now going to have 2 weeks to prepare. And that's, you know, what does Kaepernick do? How does he do then? I wanted to touch on, before we move on to Ravens-Pats last week, I just wanted to touch on Matt Ryan. Had a great year this year, coming out year. I will say, though, and I don't know how you feel about this, for the second straight game, he threw a pretty big interception in the second
really
half.
Really pretty bad.
From a guy who
doesn't throw interceptions in the regular season.
Right, he threw a bad interception against Seattle when they were up two touchdowns that got Seattle back into that game. And he threw one against the Niners when they still had the lead in I think it was mid-third quarter. I mean, you're not going to take a lot away from Ryan, and he played great in that game. You know, first half, he just tore the cover.
He's very good. Yeah, absolutely.
But
he tore up the defense.
Right.
He's very good. The one thing you see when he goes directly up against the Colin Kaepernick, and you can kind of you watch Kaepernick throw, you watch Ryan throw, it really emphasizes the lack of arm strength that Matt Ryan has. He's accurate, he can get the ball downfield, don't get me wrong, he can make all the throws, but you watch a Colin Kaepernick just dart the balls in there, and then you see a deep pass by Matt Ryan, you're sitting like, wait for it.
And there it is. But then again, he's got the receivers to do that.
Yeah,
you want to throw it up to Julio Jones? I'll take that every time.
And here's my question, and then we will move on to the pet. If you are Tony Gonzalez, you said 90% chance, so you're not going to get farved out if you come back.
Yeah.
Plus, you're still really, really good.
And plus, you're Tony Gonzalez. Nobody's sick of you yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's cool with you.
Matter of fact, nobody's paying enough attention to you still.
Right.
And I look at this team, I look how close they are, and I didn't buy the Falcons all year, but listen, they're going to have a draft to shore up the defense. That offense is good to go. That's a $5 Little Caesar pizza.
And I think, by the way, I think Michael Turner's gone, and I think you're going to see an improvement in the Falcons' running game when you get Jaquizz Rodgers in there full-time.
I completely agree.
And if I was Tony Gonzalez, I'd be coming back.
Now,
and I know there's a family dynamic that he's talking about that's Ralph, and I don't know the intimate details of, but just looking at that team, I'm coming back if I'm Tony Gonzalez.
I would agree with that. Now, the next question, moving on to the next game, does Eli Manning's legacy take a loss every time Tom Brady plays poorly in the postseason?
No, he doesn't, because there are other wins in that postseason. I know we've built that up as just the Super Bowls and how great he played. But let's remember that first Super Bowl, they won it 17-14. It's not like Eli threw up 31 points.
Right.
I think everyone knows that, like, if you want to point to, like,
matter of fact, in both Super Bowls,
right,
he put up like a total of 33 points.
Yeah,
I mean,
I think everyone knows, especially that first one. If you want to look at, like, why the Giants won, everyone's looking at Strahan and Tuck, who probably should have been co-MVPs of that game rather than Eli.
Right, David Tyree, you know, made a decent grab right late in that game.
But again, there are other things, and I think Eli in general has taken a step forward. I will say, before we touch on the Ravens, and it seems like such a slap in the face to go to the Patriots first, but you've given me the segue. Is there something, you know, do we have to start looking at the Patriots? It's silly to say that because they're there every year, but this is now the nine years since they last won a Super Bowl. They've been in the playoffs 8 times.
No, it's stupid. Listen, the Patriots are the Yankees, you know? It's win it or bust. There's no other team in the NFL that anybody would even attempt to say, well, it's been 9 years since you won three, really, you know, 3 and 4. They're there all the time. It's tough to win Super Bowls. I don't want to break news here on the cover two. I don't think that's the case. Listen, there were some teams that weren't that good. I do think that this team was very good.
Very good. I think you're going to have to see Belichick finally make an improvement, you know, to his secondary in the offseason. And Tlaib got hurt in that game. That was huge. And they had some other injuries that was, you know,
and
in that secondary.
What I never understood, and I heard pundits and analysts and everybody and their mom, and I get that Tom Brady covers up a lot of ugly on that team. But I never understood, for the second year in a row, everybody just discarding the best tight end in the league going
Gronkowski,
out. And
right.
Now, oh, that's not going to have a fact. Well, Vegas only moved him a half a point. He's Rob Gronkowski. Mm-hmm. He's the most undefendable player in the National Football League, Jimmy Graham aside, but he's better than Jimmy Graham. He's at least more consistent than Jimmy Graham. He's not in the game anymore. Now you're talking about the Lollipop Guild of Woodhead, Edelman, and Welker taking up all your work. And yeah, those guys are shifty and fast, but when you don't have the big, huge, physical guy that you need to double team, you can stop. Now, also, in addition, Wes Welker, second
he's gone
huge game in a row in terms of the Super Bowl last season and this game this season where he has a missed
I don't think he ever got out of Belichick's doghouse. I think he's still back in it. I think they're all giving him shifty looks because he dropped that pass in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I don't know if he's back.
Which is a very body contorting, jumping, leaning, falling backwards on 5 foot
it's
nothing.
It's just interesting to see. I'm interested to see, though. You know, Deion Branch was a great wide receiver for the Patriots, went other places and disappeared, came back to the Patriots and was good again.
Right.
I don't
know. Wes Welker's better than Deion Branch.
Better, but I don't think
he's... Deion Branch has always been a poor man's Chad Ochocinco. Right, good hands, good route runner, not physically impressive, not over.
Right. My point is, I don't think Welker is Welker. He's going to be the poor man's Wes Welker when he...
No, see, I disagree with that. Now, if I'm Wes Welker and I hit the free agent market, I'm not going to Kansas City. I know what I need to succeed. I'm going to go to New Orleans, maybe go to the Giants. What?
But you might need to.
Imagine Victor Cruz, Wes Welker, Akeem Nicks on the outside.
I mean, it's interesting. That's very interesting. But if you want the money, and he's looking for a big deal, that's the problem. I think the Patriots think, like I do, that Tom Brady is the reason for a lot of Welker's success. And they're not going to be willing to pay him top wide receiver money. And he's going to go out in the open market, get top wide receiver money from a Kansas City, and then we'll see what he's worth.
Now, that's interesting. Now, say he stays in New England, or he goes to a team with a phenomenal quarterback. Will the fact that he's a short white guy keep him out of the Hall of Fame? Because I would contend that the reason you and a lot of people say he's just a product of a system is because he's a short white guy. And that's an anomaly. I mean, I'm not being honest. I'm not
going to discount that. I'm just going to look at past history, and I think quarterbacks have a way of elevating. I'll say this: I don't think Victor Cruz is Victor Cruz with Matt Flynn as his quarterback or somebody else. I think
Absolutely.
Eli Manning helps make Victor Cruz who he is. So it's not just that. By the way, I saw the Spygate thing come up with the Patriots again. Like everyone, they lose and they take to Twitter, and I don't put a lot into it, but I've always put a little bit more into it than you do. That. I don't think you can automatically just discount that they got an advantage.
Stupid.
And it's interesting.
Stupid.
It's an interesting point.
Terrell Suggs went really hard.
Terrell Suggs went ham.
You haven't won the Super Bowl yet, man.
That bothered me. All right. By the way, we got 2 minutes left. Let's talk about the Ravens a little bit. Yeah, you played a great game. You held Tom Brady to 13 points. Your offense put up. I still don't believe in Joe Flacco. I think he missed a lot of throws in that game. As many as he made, I think he missed. I think he overthrew a lot of people. Just 5 steps, launch it, see if Torrey Smith can
Absolutely.
Run it down. Right. So, you know, I still have a problem there, but you can't fault the Ravens had a great game. But Terrell Suggs, if you're going to talk junk, step up and talk it before the game. Like, it's too easy. It's too easy to stand on the shoulders of who you just defeated and talk smack.
You haven't won a Super Bowl, and I don't have my hot tub time machine on me, but I'm pretty sure if we go back to 2000, Suggs was not on that team.
Ed Reed wasn't on that team.
So Suggs, 0 Super Bowls. When he's going talking smack about the Tuck rule and the Spygate situation, how the Patriots only have one, really, that's still one more than you have.
Yeah.
So zip it, play the game, beat the Niners, and then go talk whatever you want to talk.
All right, we'll take a break from the NFL. We'll get into the NHL and the NBA next, and then we'll come back. We'll circle it all back around to a little more NFL later in the show. It's Cover 2.